I just want to share with you several different disjointed thoughts. We read this week about Avram sending Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak. So Avram reaches whatever the name of the place there is, Aram Naharaim, where Eliezer reaches there, and he creates this entire system of signs that he's going to know that it's the right girl. Rivka comes through, and Eliezer meets up with Lavan and Besuel, with Rivka's father and brother, in order to secure Rivka for Yitzchak. So the pasuk records the opening of Yitzchak's conversation, of Eliezer's conversation with Lavan and Besuel. And the conversation begins with the following statement: "Vayemer Eved Avram Anoichi." Yitzchak, the statement that Eliezer makes is, "I am the slave of Avram." There are many interesting commentaries commenting about the depth of this statement. So let me first begin with a comment from one of the early Talmid Baal Shem Tov, who says that what Eliezer was trying to give Lavan and Besuel an idea about who these people are. Who is this fellow who Rivka is about to marry, and what's their family all about? So Eliezer says to him, "Eved Avram Anoichi," which is to say, an Eved is a servant, right? It also is the service. So he said to her, "Eved Avram, I want you to understand that the service of Avram is Anoichi. The work of Avram is to proclaim in the world, Anoichi Hashem Alekach, I am Hashem your God." That's what Avram's life is all about. So you want to know what this family is all about? Eved Avram, the service of Avram is Anoichi. It's reminiscent of a comment which is taught by Rabbi Elimelech of Lizhensk, Noam Elimelech, where he says that the pasuk preceding the giving of the Torah, the Ten Commandments in Parshas Yisrael, is Vayidaber Elikim es kol hadvarim ha'ela leimar Anoichi Hashem Alekach. It says Hashem spoke all of these words. Vayidaber Elikim es kol hadvarim ha'ela leimar. Hashem spoke all of these words, saying Anoichi Hashem Alekach. So Rabbi Melech teaches a critical lesson as to what the goal of Shmiras HaMitzvahs is. He says that the goal of Torah observance is that a person come to a recognition, that a person recognizes Anoichi Hashem Alekach. The goal is, Jeannie, go to the other side, that a person should recognize Anoichi Hashem Alekach. And the way the Svarim explain it is as follows. We have to accept the premise that due to the fact that we are dual beings with dual drives, that the fact that our neshama is trapped in a physical body that relates to physical things prevents us naturally from the kind of the innate interest of the neshama, which is to yearn for HaKadosh Baruch. So the neshama, onto its own, as Reb Chaim Vital explains, yearns for God. But the fact that the neshama is encased during its lifetime in this world in a physical body limits the amount of communications that the neshama is able to have with its natural source. The goal is to allow the neshama to relate more and more to its natural source, right? Well, how do you do that? So obviously the neshama needs to break through the confines of the body, the thickness, the shell of the body, in order for it to be able to relate. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in his tremendous chesed, in order to enable the neshama to relate, is he created 613 channels with a super frequency. And what each one of these channels does is by allowing the neshama to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through each one of these channels, so that there's literally, you could view it as pipelines. There's 613 pipelines through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the ability that the neshama is able to break through these barriers and relate to its source. So he says, "Vayidaber Elikim es kol hadvarim ha'ela." The Ribbono Shel Olam spoke all of these things, referring not only to the Ten Commandments but to all of Torah. As kol hadvarim ha'ela, the pasuk says, the Ribbono Shel Olam spoke all of these things, referring to all the mitzvahs of the Torah, towards one goal: Lamar, that a Jew should be able to exclaim in their life, "Anochi Hashem Alekecha." That a Jew should be able to recognize the mastery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over their being. That's the goal. That's how he interprets this pasuk. Vayidabel, Hashem spoke all of these words, all of Torah, is towards one goal: to make God a reality in life. That's what the goal of the observance of Torah mitzvahs is. The more mitzvahs we perform, the more we break down the illusion of the body, the more God becomes a reality. And it just happens to be a very, very helpful kind of an imagery for us to utilize when we keep mitzvahs, because the fact is that so many mitzvahs are elusive in their practical usefulness. Somebody says, "Why are you doing that?" Right? So a good portion of the mitzvahs, the answer is because God said so. There's a few mitzvahs here and there that we can attribute some reason to, right? But the answer, according to what the Naim of the Melech is teaching us, is I'm doing it to turn God into a reality in my life. That's the function of Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Because the more mitzvahs I perform, and the more times I perform those mitzvahs, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will become a reality in my life. Based upon that, we understand this teaching. Eliezer comes to Rivka's family and says to them, "Eved vayomer, Eved Avram Anoichi." You know what the work of Avram is all about? The work of Avram is all about Anoichi. His mission in life is to proclaim to the world, "Anoichi Hashem Alekach." That's the purpose of Avram's Aveda. So that's one interpretation of this pasuk. The Sfas Emes teaches another lesson here, and he quotes a Zohar. The Zohar in the beginning of Parshas Vayera is very excited about this proclamation made by Eliezer, the statement made by Eliezer of Eved Avram Anochi. I am a servant of Avram. I mean, if you just put ourselves into that context for a moment. So we're somebody's slave, somebody's servant. It's unlikely that we're going to introduce ourselves as, you know, "I am so-and-so's slave. I'm so-and-so's servant." So here you have a guy who walks into a situation, and the first statement he makes, "Eved Avram Anoch," I want you to know who I am. I am a slave of Avram. So the Zohar admires the statement that Eliezer is making here. What's the point? The point is that he knew that Eliezer discerned what's worthwhile in life. The fact that he had the privilege to be Meshamesh, that he had the privilege to serve Avraham Avinu, was for him his identity. Rabbi Speiser showed me a photograph of his great-grandfather's monument, his gravestone. And it says, Poi Nitman Osher Anshel, I think it was his name, Ben, whatever his father's name was, here lies Osher Anshel, the child of whoever his father's name was, Shezocha Lishamesh Es Harava Kodesh Misans, who had the privilege to serve the Divrei Chaim of Sanz. Passed away on this and this date. That was his identity. That was his. That's what he wanted inscribed on his monument. That he had. Here lies so and so, who had the privilege of serving the Divrei Chaim of Sanz. So when I saw this, this Vasemis, that's what the Zohar is saying. The Zohar is saying that Eliezer understood that his definition of life was worthwhile to serve Avraham. Now, the Medrash says about Eliezer, remember Eliezer was a Kenani, right? Eliezer was from the seven nations that are called Arur, they're called the cursed nations. Says the Medrash that because Eliezer served Avraham, he went from being a Arur to being a Baruch. That's what the Medrash says. He went from being a person who was called cursed to being a person who was called blessed.
So then why wasn't his daughter?
Exactly. I thought the exact same question. I guess there's different levels of Baruch. They tell a story. Right. Right. They say that one of the tzaddikim would call everybody tzaddik. So a guy came in on a Friday night and stole the leichter off the table, stole the candlesticks off the table. So this tzaddik went chasing after him and screaming, "Tzaddik, tzaddik, I want you to know, I'm Meichel, you keep them, they're yours, I don't want you to have to be punished because you stole anything from me." So the guy turns around and says, "Rebbe, if I'm a tzaddik and you're a tzaddik, I have a son and you have a daughter. Let's be mishadach, let's create a shidduch between the two of us." So the Rebbe said to him, "I will do a shidduch with a tzaddik like me, and you do a shidduch with a tzaddik like you."
Couldn't it be like, when the kahuna was given, so anybody who was born after the kahuna was given, they got kahuna. Anyone who was born before was still not coming, except for Pinchas who earned it. So couldn't it be in that category? If Eliezer had a daughter after he was born,
I see. Very good. It may have something to do with his wife as well. I'm not sure what the answer. The kash is a good kash. Says the Svasem is deriving from this meditation. It's a simple observation yet so powerful. So he says, look at this. He says, you have a guy who was born a Kenani, a nation which is called a cursed nation. And yet the Medrash says that because he served Avraham, he connected, he cleaved, he had an attachment to Avraham, he goes out from being a Arur to becoming a Baruch, says the Svasem is. Any Jew, therefore, who yearns and desires to do the will of Hashem and praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the fact that he has the merit to do his mitzvahs, and I'm translating it, we'll go back and talk it through, and also through this faith that the person believes that there's nothing better in life than to do the will of Hashem, clearly any Jew who thinks this way can go from being a Aru to being a Baruch. What is he saying? Here Svasema says, he's talking to all of us. He says, look, we wake up in the morning and we recognize how we've messed up. We've compromised our lives. We've royally messed up, right? Vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch. Says the Svasema, you have a guy who's born into a cursed nation. And because he connects to a human being named Avraham, he has the ability to rise over his literally his inborn limitations and go from being a cursed person to being a blessed person. So he says to take a Jew who's born righteous. So we messed up. But if we have the desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing his mitzvahs, how much more so if a person who connects to a human being has the ability to rise above their limitations, if we connect to the master of the world by yearning to do his will, how much more so can we escape any limitations that we have placed upon ourselves? So what I want to focus on today is some imagery, because I think that the imagery will help us, because he uses words here like chafetz u'mishteikek lasas ritzayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means a person who yearns and desires to fill the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I think that that presents a challenge to many of us, because many of us observe mitzvahs, but yearning and desiring is a whole nother thing, right? Boy, I can't wait. That's a whole different thing. So I think some imagery is in order. Let's focus on the term avoda. What is avoda? Huh? Service, right? So we have a whole category of Judaism which is called avoda, right? Tefillah is called avoda, clearly. Karbonos are called avoda. But in truth, all performance of mitzvahs falls under the category of avoda, right? Now, avoda comes from the same term as an eved. Well, what's the definition of an eved? A servant, right? And an eved is called a servant. Why? Because of his function. What's his function? To serve. Right? Right. Comes from an eved, has no interests of his own. He services his master. But when we're dealing with human beings, let's take the image of a physical slave, physical servant. So, we all have an image in our minds of what, most of them are very poor images, of what a servant does for a master. But clearly the point is that the servant services a need that the master has. Well, how do we apply that to God? If we're translating the performance of mitzvahs as being a Jew who serves God, and that's the way we speak, right? We say a person is an Eved Hashem, he's a servant of God. How do you serve God? Are you suggesting that God has a need? And that by serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are serving God's need? That sounds like something that we shouldn't be allowed to say. Yet the Baal HaTanya clearly writes that based upon this premise, that performance of mitzvahs is called avodas Hashem, that the Almighty created a system wherein we have the privilege to serve a need of Hashem. Now, that takes the performance of mitzvahs and moves it into a whole new realm of appreciation. Because we're no longer just performing an act. We're no longer fulfilling an obligation. We now have the privilege to serve the master of the world. We, out of billions of people in the world, out of billions upon billions and billions of creations, are called upon to come in and to serve the Creator. If you think about it, you take it to its full extent, that's an awesome privilege. Right? So every time we get up to perform a mitzvah, in addition to the fact that it is a mitzvah, which means a command, but far more importantly, what we're doing is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the sense of privilege, the sense of simcha, comes far more from the privilege of serving than it does from the obligation of performing a command. Yeah.